major trouble in dealing with an alien is that we're accustomed to certain little signs, symbols, facial expressions, tones of voice that have meaning when a human being is communicating with a human being. But we have no system of signs and no code of communication with the alien. How could we tell what the alien was thinking? You've heard a lot about the subliminal advertising recently. There's been quite a bit of discussion about subliminal messages. You know, we use subliminal messages all the time, but we don't quite recognize them. How do you know when someone's angry? You look at him. How do you know when someone's hurt? He doesn't say so, but there's some clue you get. Suppose you were trying to communicate with someone who couldn't speak, but did all their communicating by the subliminal signs. You'd never be able to say just how you knew what the feeling was.
Daddy, what? There comes a little bit out of the icebox and bring him out for me and Rob, will you?
Dishes got to be washed, Dad.
You've got nobody in there. Nobody coming. Get yourself a root beer and come out and join us. Trying to cool off out here now. Just think a girl would like to come and sit with a good-looking fellow like Rob here.
Oh, come on out, Kathy. It's a real bright night outside here. You ought to see it.
When isn't it on the desert?
What, Kathy?
I'm coming. I'm through now. Here, you'll have to open it yourself.
Got my opener right here in my watch chain. Give him here. You got one for yourself, Cappy?
Didn't want one. Move over.
Lots of shooting stars out tonight.
And here we sit, looking at them. I tell you, when I was your age, Rob, and if I'd have seen myself as I am now, sitting on the front steps of a little cafe and gas pump, 10 miles from nothing but a wide spot in the road, middle of the desert.
Oh, Two Springs, not just a wide spot. 1,500-something people.
That's counting all the ranches 40 miles in every direction. And one town clock and one town constable.
Two, Jimmy Herbert and me. And it's Marshall, not constable.
You aren't but half a constable, Rob. A part-time traffic cop nights. And why aren't you back guarding the town if it's so valuable? Instead of sitting here with me.
That's all right. I gotta head back in a bit and check in at 11.
Look, there's a bright one.
What? Bright what?
That shooting star over there. See it? You'd think they was wonders of nature never seen before. Regular 4th of July light up. I'd rather look at that many silver dollars any day. And if I'd had a decent break, I'd be looking at them, too. You kids get your wishes in before it fell? What'd you wish for, Rob? Don't need to ask what Kathy wished for. Kathy?
No, Dad.
Well, I didn't say nothing bad. Don't every woman wish for good looks?
Dad.
Now, you knew I was kidding you. I wouldn't...
Look at that one. It's coming right at us.
Where?
What?
Hey, look out!
You went just over there.
Get that car of yours. Plane, nothing. Them meteors are worth money.
Wait for me.
Somebody's got to mind the gas pumps. You stay put.
What was it? What was it?
Let me. I'll carry it. Here. Into the house. In back.
Hey, it's one of those big rubber beach balls.
I'll put it on the sofa here. Good thing nobody's stopping for gas or a sandwich right now.
Easy.
Beach ball, did you say, girl? Look again.
That hole there. Like a mouth. It looks like it's breathing.
You're darn right it's breathing. We found it at the bottom of a little drop on the wash, out there by a water boiler sort of thing.
Acts like it's knocked out.
It's moving.
Grab it. Don't let it run away.
Now go.
It talked. It said something.
I knew it.
I really got something here. Something at last.
I gotta get back to town and report this.
Hold it.
You crazy boy. Get out of your head. Can't you see what I got here? We can get rich off this. If we don't throw it away like dumb fools.
Let me go, Harp. I gotta report this. This is my duty.
Why? Who else you think knows about it? There were lots of stars shooting around tonight, weren't there? Who was around but us to see it land? That noise it made coming down wasn't much, just a bump. Nobody would know. No one else could. This is ours.
They're bound to find out sooner or later it came down, and if I didn't report
it... How'd they know you heard it or saw it? I tell you, it didn't make much noise. Who's to guess? So you didn't find out about it for a couple of days, don't you see, boy? That gives us time to figure out what to do, how to make the best of it.
But I...
Listen to me. This could be the best thing that happened to us. Now you get back to town. Go on, kid. But don't say a word. I'll keep it here. Come back tomorrow. Not early, but about the time of afternoon you always drop in.
What do you do with it?
Just keep it safe. Just keep it safe. Now get going.
Well, all right.
Dad?
We're going to be rich, girl. We're going to be rich!
Nago doesn't seem to be very communicative. But maybe there's more communication there than appears. An alien. How alien? How dangerous? How helpful? What sort of reaction? This strange beach ball thing.
Dad, where'd you get that suit? What have you been up to all day?
Sit down, Kathy.
What do you mean, sit down? Somebody's got to watch the cash register all day. First you stay up all night with that whatever it is, and then you...
I've been at the bank.
The bank?
That's right. I've been talking to Jim Goshen. I made a business loan. We're going to make some changes and improvements in the place here.
Oh, now, Dad, you know Jim wouldn't loan the bank's money to us.
We've got a good spot here. It's a natural for people to stop at after that long haul over the desert, particularly at night. And the line of motels is a good idea, too. Besides, it'd be a boost for the town. People who stop here will go on to buy things in Two Springs.
Well, what made him see that all of a sudden?
I did, girl. I should have gone in and laid things on the line to him a long time ago. I don't know why. Before, things never seemed to go right, but now...
I don't see why now should be any different.
It was finding that thing in the back bedroom there that did it. It was like a sign. I felt like a new man this morning. When I walked in on Jim Goshen, I was that sure. I was that sure he didn't have a chance. Shook me by the hand when we were all done and said, Harvey, I believe in you. Yes, he did. That's just what he did.
Dad.
What? What's the matter with you now?
Dad, I don't like it.
Don't like it? For the first time since you were born, since your mother died, we look like we've got a chance in the world, and you say you don't like it.
It's so sudden. Last night... And now this.
This is what I was born to be, born to do. I was always meant to make money, only I could never get started. Now I know how to go about it. Now, that's all there is to it. How's the thing? You look in on it?
No, I've been so busy out front.
Let's see, then. Close the door. We don't want it rolling out of here. It wants to get away, back to the thing it came in.
Now go...
What do you feed it?
What? Feed it? Why feed it?
Well, if you aren't going to let it go...
Not go.
Feed it? Let it go? You sound like that Rob. Oh, no. I told him to stay away from here. Sit tight. Hang on to it. It'll make our fortune yet.
Not go. Not go.
Who's there?
Kathy?
Rob? Rob? What in the world? Just a minute. I've got to put on a robe. Rob, what are you doing rapping at my window in the middle of the night?
Kathy, I've got to come in.
In here?
I've got to get to see it, Kathy. Just see it for a minute or two. I'm coming in.
Rob!
Kathy, take me to it. It wants to see me. I can feel it.
Rob, are you drunk?
You don't understand, Kathy. It can do something for me. I know it can. Kathy, listen. Matheson, you like me, don't you? Won't you do that for me? Just take me to it. I bet I know where it is. It's in that extra back bedroom you and your dad use as a storeroom, isn't it?
Rob, come back here. Do you want to wake up, Dad?
Show me.
All right, but for heaven's sake, be quiet. This way. Give me your hand.
Oh, Kathy.
Stand still. I'll get the lights. Now look out. It's right under your feet.
Lago.
There it is. Yes.
Well,
yes.
Well, don't look like that.
Lago.
Kathy, listen. Didn't you ever want to get away? To get out into the world and do things, big things, to be famous, really famous?
Oh, Rob, you come out of here.
No, wait. Kathy, I mean it. I can do it. We can do it. All we have to do is take this thing with us. When I've got it around, I feel I know how to do it. It doesn't take much money or brains. It's just being sure. And with it, I'm sure.
Kathy, what's all that noise?
Listen to me, Kathy.
Kathy, what's going on out there? What are you doing?
Nothing, Dad. Go back to sleep.
Kathy.
No, go.
What would you do with it?
I'd keep it with us. What else? Long as it'd last.
I'm trying to find out what's going on there.
Here comes Dad. You better go talk to him, Rob.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll handle him. You wait here. Keep an eye on it.
I'll keep an eye on it, all right.
Now listen to me. You listen to me. Go.
And now for you.
Now go.
Oh, so now you'll try it on me, will you? Oh, yes, you know what I want. Of course you would. Feel you making me feel the way a beautiful woman feels. But I'm not fooled like they were, those men. I know I'm plain. You hear me? I know it. You think I could live with myself all these 19 years and let you fool me in a minute? But go ahead. You can make me feel it, but you can't make me believe it. Never. Never.
No.
I won. All right, now, you aren't going to drive Dad or Rob crazy anymore. I'm going to take you out in the desert and lose you where they'll never find you. You come. Good thing you aren't too heavy. I know a fine hole in the side of a wash you'll never get out of.
Nago.
Don't nago me.
Nago's specialty seems to be what you might call a promissory note. She was promising things, apparently, but, a woman is peculiar in one respect. She's remarkably practical, as well as being idealistic. And the practical pragmatism doesn't yield too well to promissory notes.
Oh, here's a place that'll hold you. I'll just put you down here, open the hole a bit, lock you down with a stone. Well, aren't you going to try once more? Oh, come now. Aren't you going to try once more to make me feel lovely and wanted and pretty?
Nago.
What was it you wanted from them anyway? From Rob and my dad? What were you after anyway? You ought to be able to make some kind of an answer. Go ahead, you can't fool me anyway. I'm onto your trick of finding out what people want and making them feel they can have it. And maybe they could have. It seemed to work for Dad. But even if you're making me feel attractive would make other people think so too, I still wouldn't buy a pig in a poke. You hear that?
No.
All right, I don't want to hurt you. Tell me what you were after and I'll leave you here to save yourself or not. I don't care. What did you want from us? What?
Nago.
I think I can hear you. Hello? What? didn't know. I didn't know. So I'll get you to it. I'll get you to it in time. This way. Oh, I'll hurry.
Abby!
She won't find us. He won't get you up in time. Oh, please hold on. Just a little longer.
Abby! Abby, I'm coming! I'm following your tracks! You all right? Can you hear me, Abby?
Oh, I can see you now. Just a little farther.
Kathy!
Oh, here. In with you, quick. There. I'll meet him now. I'll keep him back. Here I am, Rob.
Kathy! Oh, Kathy, I thought something happened. I was crazy back there. I don't know what got into me. Kathy, I don't want what I said. All I want... Oh, you had me so scared when I found you gone.
Me? You were worried about me? Oh, Rob.
But, Kathy, that thing. I gotta find it, Kathy. Maybe it's dangerous. You don't know.
Shh, it's all right. You don't have to worry anymore. She's going home.
Kathy, you let it go? But you don't know what it tried. How could you trust it to go free? You don't understand.
There she goes. Wave to her, Rob. Wave to her with me. Of course I know. We were the ones who didn't understand. We forgot anyone could think of anybody but themselves. She's a mother, Rob. And of course she'd do anything, promise anything, to get back home to her child.
Start with a preconception. But how can you tell when you don't know the meaning of the clues? Is it a warrior? A scout seeking to bring in an invading crew? A scientist? Or perhaps a lost child? Or a mother who's missed a turn and trying to get home to baby? We start with a preconception, but preconceptions aren't always right. This time they weren't.